Enjoy the convenience of 7 days a week banking and extended hours with Cube from First Arkansas Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
Good. I don't think I can hear me for some reason. That's weird. Hello. Robert, good morning. How are you, buddy?
Good morning. How are you guys?
We are doing wonderful. You got me and Roger Scott and Justin Moore on the show with you today. You know, we've talked about this before, Robert, these NIL deals where we talk to you each week. It's always much more fun when we talk about winning versus losing. And so, you know, it's the nature of it. I will say this from this weekend. The one bright spot for me is that during the game, there were so many darn rain delays, Robert, that the U of A department or whatever, media department, decided to play your Hogs Plus interview with Bo Mattingly. So I got a chance to learn a little bit more about you, which I'm going to ask you later. But that was the shining moment for me that I sat in my car and listened to about 45 minutes of your interview with Bo Mattingly. It was very, very good. But let's talk
that
about
and the capture of the raccoon.
Yes, those were the highlights. That's right, Justin.
I don't know if, Robert, you got to see that. That's pretty good.
That might have been the catch of that. Yes, let's talk about Vandy. Just dive in there, Robert, if you will.
Or you want to talk about the raccoon? Or
either one. You can start with either one you want to, brother. Wherever you want to start.
Well, I just remember in between innings, you know, we do our first baseman throws us ground balls in between innings. You know what I'm talking about?
Yep.
And we get done with that, and Jalen looks over to me and goes, "Some dude just caught a raccoon." And I'm like, "Where?" And we start looking at the hog pen, and he's like, "No, I'm pretty sure it's in the seat." I'm like, "What is a raccoon doing in the seat?"
Yes.
I saw the video after the game, but Jalen's the one that let me know. I don't know how he found that one out.
Is that not crazy? You've seen enough video of it, Robert. I mean, that dude was stone cold, you know, wasn't scared a bit, grabbed that thing by the back of the neck, you know, was doing selfies with it. You know, everybody else was running for cover. He was calm and cool, man.
No, that was, I don't know if that was cool or weird.
Hey, best fans in America, brother.
Yeah, it did bite him on the way out. He didn't bite him until he got out of there, but it was trying to. Yeah. But, yeah, that was a wild distraction. Of course, the weather obviously made it a little bit difficult for you guys to have a full house. You know, both teams have to deal with the delays. But, you know, again, just one of those ones where you'd like to have that series disappointing you didn't get it done.
Yeah, and, you know, the reality is if you're going to lose a series, have it be the best team you played all year. So, you know, they had a couple players that are just absolutely remarkable.
Yep.
You know, I think the truth of the matter is Enrique Bradfield Jr. is probably the most talented kid in the whole league. So, you know, watching him play, he probably won them two games single-handedly.
Mm-hmm.
And him and a couple other pitchers. But, you know, I thought truthfully we played good, and there's a lot to build off that, and it was one of those weekends, you know, after you're done and after you lose, you know, you can take it with a grain of salt and just flip the script. You're not really hanging your head over the whole time. Just,
right.
You know, I mean, yeah, there's a couple things that have gone your way, but the reality is that was championship-type baseball for three straight days.
Well,
and,
we kind of got a taste of
a regional final or super regional final for three straight days. And that made both teams better. And, you know, hopefully we don't match up with each other again until Omaha. But that Vandy left a better team than Arkansas left a better team. So I thought it was a successful weekend.
Yeah, you had talked about how talented they were, that maybe they've underperformed from a winning standpoint, winning a loss standpoint. But
yeah, they're only a game over 500. Yeah, in the
yeah,
SEC,
but, yeah. But you had that's exactly right, Justin. But you had talked about, Robert, how talented they were, and I noticed after the game that Coach Van Horn was talking about the pitching. He said the pitching this year, at least what we face, we haven't faced all the teams, has been really good. He said what I mean by that is velocity, secondary pitches, and then he was talking about the Vanderbilt freshman left-hander Carter Holton, who threw seven innings of shutout ball against you. And this is what he said. He goes, "That's a freshman left-hander who's throwing in the mid-90s seven straight innings. Not too many guys that are in college that are left-handed and that are freshmen doing that." So to your point, you know, that is a very talented team. And, you know, like you said, it's not like you guys are losing to, you know, a bad team.
Yeah, 100%. And, you know, I was thinking about after the game, how in the world was that kid in college? Well, it turns out that kid declined a couple $1 million to Vanderbilt. And, you know, he's throwing 96, 97 for 105 pitches, which is absolute bender. And then, you know, like I said, it was good for us. It was good for us to face it, and, you know, we got better. And the reality is we got 3 games left, and we're tied for first in the West.
That's right. You
know, if he presented that situation to us 5 months ago, we'd take it. So.
Yeah,
I think we're in a good spot.
That's exactly right, Robert. That's one of the things we were talking about before you jumped on with us. You know, I'm a football player. I play football, so I have a football mentality. And, you know, I don't know if you have that kind of mental edge where you go down there with a chip on your shoulder, a little bit more angrier, or you know what's on the line. You know, you're playing Alabama and Tuscaloosa. Mental approach, I mean, this is, like you said, this is a chance to win your at least a share of your 4th consecutive West title. A&M right there nipping at your, you know, heels there. But, you know, I would think you guys would go there on a mission, I would think mentally, to be able to get that series.
Yeah, and I think if we win at least a share of it this year, we'd be the first team in SEC history to be a part of 4 straight SEC titles. So, I mean, that's something that would be really cool to do and be a part of forever. So, you know, the next 3 days are big for us. And if we don't win it, who cares? You know, we'll still.
Right.
The most important thing is getting Omaha. But that would be really cool to do for 4 straight years. Be the first team in SEC history.
It would be outstanding. I did want to say I was mentioning I listened to the podcast you did with Bo Mattingly, and one of the interesting things I didn't realize about you. You know, everybody talks about your dad, who's obviously been in the big leagues for a long time, but you said it really wasn't your dad that taught you the game of baseball, because your dad was always on the go. That it was your mom who was out there pitching to you and playing catch and doing all those things, which I'd really never thought of.
Yeah. My mom was putting the ball on the tee and taking videos, and it was her and her dad. So my grandfather on my mom's side, you know, just I think what my mom would do, she would get one of those toy bats. You know, those plastic football bats.
Yep.
And then she would put the movie The Natural on, and then just lock me in the basement. And so that's what I would do all day.
Wow.
Well, it worked out okay.
Yeah.
I'm glad you brought up movies. We were talking earlier about the best baseball movies, Robert. What's your favorite? 2 or 3?
Well, because I talked about it, I'm going to have to go with The Natural. Oh. I don't know why a 2 or 3-year-old kid is truthfully watching that. I mean, he gets caught up with the wrong girl, then he gets shot. But
right.
I would say either that or...
You go Sandlot, Major League, Bull Durham.
The thing with Sandlot is you watch it like 25 times. And it kind of loses it. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm going to have to go with The Natural.
What about Field of Dreams? Fan of Field of Dreams at all?
Yeah, Field of Dreams is pretty good.
I would figure you wouldn't want The Natural after all that.
Yeah, after being stuck there and watching all the time. We're visiting with Robert Moore, brought to you by Sissy's Log Cabin. Appreciate them sponsoring Robert each week. You know, the other thing that I heard you say in that visit with Bo is that you harped on it several times, is that you've been through the ups and downs. Obviously, you know, you may not have the average that you normally hit for this year, or long ball or whatever. But one of the things you've processed over the last couple of years is being able to, you know, realize that your identity is not in baseball. And that was something that was not the case early on in your career.
Well, yeah. I mean, the most important thing is, you know, going into a season, you make sure the main thing is the main thing. And, you know, if everything doesn't go your way, you're going to be okay at the end of the day. So, you know, it's just so easy not to get caught up in what everyone says good and what everyone says bad and what happens good and what happens bad. So as long as you keep the main thing.
The other thing I was going to ask you, again, Justin is the more recent. He's the young guy of our crew. is that I was noticing you're just a tire.
I'm not young to him.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. Is that from a uni style? I was noticing that. So who influences you? Who influenced you on how you wear your uniform? Is that something you got from your dad or particular player style? Everybody can dress a certain way. Why did you choose the way you? And I don't even know what you would call the way you wear your pants and wear.
What
that.
Do you call that, man?
Well, my dad, when he was the farm director with the Braves, so this probably would have been in the 90s and the early 2000s, he ran the whole minor league system for the Atlanta Braves.
Right.
And he would make every single one of their players from AAA to rookie ball wear their pants up. And then once they make the major leagues, they can wear their pants however they want.
Gotcha.
But they wanted everyone
to – pants up is the way to go.
Yeah.
So that's why I always started wearing my pants up because, you know, my dad would always make me do it because he'd make the minor league players do it.
Gotcha. Go ahead.
So kind of all last year and kind of the start of this year, I wore my pants up. And then my grandmother on my mom's side, she watches every game. And she sent me a text and said that I like you a lot more with your pants down. So I got a pair of pants that are down for each color, and then from time to time I'll wear them down as well for her.
Ah, gotcha. Fair enough. Yeah, I just wondered about that. I noticed are you the only player on the team of the Hogs that wear them that high up around your knee?
Slavin's does.
Me and then probably Braden Webb and then Slavin's from time to time.
Gotcha. Justin, how did you wear yours?
Most of the time.
That's what the young people do.
We didn't know any different.
Yeah, that's what the 38-year-old did.
Well, you know, listen, back in our day, what do you call the
leggings.
The
leggings.
The stirrups. We're old.
We wore them up. The only reason they were down was because we got somebody else's big boy pants, and the elastic didn't stick on our knees.
Robert, as fans, we're all going, oh, my gosh, we got to do this to get into the hosting of Supers and this and that. We got to win the series, maybe sweep at Alabama, maybe win a couple of games in the SEC tournament. Do you guys even talk about that, or is it just kind of like it is what it is and we'll go play ball wherever we go?
Yeah, that's kind of the mentality. We'd love to host, but we were the best team in Razorback history last year through the regular season, and then NC State went on the road and knocked us out 48 hours. So you just got to go play. We would love to host, and we're going to do everything we can to host, but, you know, it just whatever's presented to you, just go take it.
Well,
yeah, I mean, baseball is one of those sports where, like, if you get hot, you get hot. Do you attribute State's run last year until obviously they didn't get to play any longer to them just getting hot at the right time? And if so, do you feel like you guys are maybe on the brink of that?
Yeah, I mean, obviously it's all about who's playing the best at the right time. But honestly, more than anything, it's just making sure your pitching's rested and well and ready to go. And then they're making pitches. State got on a run because, you know, they just said, hey, we got four really good pitchers. We're going to throw the heck out of them. And they were all throwing good. So we could do the same thing. And, you know, our guys are every bit as talented as their guys were. So, I mean, we went to their place last year, and I don't think it was even close for three straight days and swept them. So it's all about, you know, just making sure your pitching is ready to go and just ride your horse.
Well, you know, you mentioned it. You guys are shooting for your fourth consecutive West title, at least a share of it. Think of these the SEC records those last 3 years: 18-12, 20-10, and 22-8. You got 17 wins right now, so you could if you sweep Alabama, you're at 20 wins, which is, as you said, very significant in the toughest conference in America. So we hope you guys take care of business and have a big weekend in Tuscaloosa, and then Roger and I and maybe Justin too are going to see you guys in Hoover and cheer you on down there. But take care of business first against those Crimson Tide, and we'll talk to you next week.
Okay, see you guys then.
Thanks, Robert.